From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Iran's nuclear chief says the country has launched plans to increase its uranium enrichment capacity. The announcement on Tuesday intensifies pressure on European countries struggling to preserve a nuclear enrichment capacity. The agreement was weakened when the United States withdrew from the deal. Britain, France, and Germany are trying to save the sanctions relief portion of the agreement in return for restrictions on Iran's nuclear activities. The United Nations called on the United States to stop detaining migrant families and separating children at the southern border, saying it contravened the law. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokeswoman for the United Nations Office for Human Rights.
There is nothing normal about detaining children. As I said, detention is never in the best interest of the child and always constitutes a child rights violation. On this being a criminal offense, as I said, this should, entry into a country without the right papers should at most be an administrative offense, and it certainly does not warrant jailing children.
The UN said most people crossing the southern border are from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, where rampant violence would give them the right to international protection. But the chances of being granted asylum are slim, and many immigrants could face long detentions of up to several years. The well-known fashion and handbag designer Kate Spade has apparently hanged herself at her home in New York City. The 55-year-old Spade was found by her housekeeping staff Tuesday morning. This is VOA News. The death toll from the volcano eruption in Guatemala on Sunday has now risen to 69. Reuters correspondent Diane Hodges reports.
Rescuers have resumed digging through the hot debris in search of victims, a task made more difficult by a fresh eruption on Monday. Heavy rains are also hindering the search. Guatemala's President Jimmy Morales visited to provide thanks and encouragement. Amid the search for bodies, many families are already holding funerals for their loved ones.
Reuters correspondent Diane Hodges. The Trump administration says a location has been agreed upon for next week's summit in Singapore between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the meeting will happen at the Capella Hotel, a luxury resort on Sentosa Island off Singapore's southern coast. The island's website bills it as Asia's leading leisure destination. Sanders said yesterday a White House advance team is working on logistics in Singapore, while diplomats in the DMZ were negotiating more details of the summit, where President Trump's hoping to secure a nuclear deal with Kim, though he stressed that's likely to take more than just one meeting. Sagar Magani at the White House.
At least six people were killed in an attack by three suicide bombers outside a mosque in southeastern Niger on Tuesday. The government said at least 37 people were wounded, eight of them seriously. A professional distance swimmer has begun trying to cross the Pacific Ocean. Associated Press correspondent Zariah Shackley reports.
Ben Lecomte wants to become...
He is trying to call attention to pollution in the world's oceans. An effort in the U.S. House of Representatives aimed at forcing a debate on bipartisan legislation protecting young Dreamer immigrants from deportation edged closer to success on Tuesday when two more Democrats signed on. The effort is now just three names short of the 218 required to force a debate and votes on the House floor. The so-called discharge petition was launched last month by centrist Republicans who say they are tired of inaction on immigration in the Republican-controlled House and Senate. They want the House to debate and vote on several bills, including a bipartisan one to protect the Dreamers, those immigrants who were brought illegally as children to the United States. The issue has bitterly divided Republicans, but nearly all Democrats favor holding the debate and had signed the petition as of late last month. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.